When Tyler Regan first stepped onto the stage at Catalyst, a leadership conference attended by over 100,000 Christian leaders annually, something remarkable happened. The audience didn't just listen, they leaned in. Unlike many leadership experts who rely on formulas and rigid systems, Regan's approach was refreshingly different. Lead from your truest self and watch life flow to others. This philosophy has made the life-giving leader a favorite among influential figures like Brené Brown and Simon Sinek, who praise its authentic-centered approach. The book has quietly become a leadership staple in both faith-based and secular organizations, with readers reporting not just professional growth, but personal transformation. In a world where 65% of employees would choose a new boss over a pay raise, Regan's countercultural message offers a compelling alternative: leadership that brings life rather than drains it. Leadership is never just about what you achieve. It's about who you become in the process and how you affect others along the way. The Valley of Dry Bones in Ezekiel provides a powerful metaphor for what happens when true leadership emerges. God could have restored Israel on his own, but instead he partnered with Ezekiel, asking him to prophesy breath into those dry bones. This partnership model reveals something profound about leadership. God has always chosen to love people through his people, creating a divine multiplication of impact that extends far beyond what any individual could accomplish alone. When we grasp this divine partnership, leadership transforms from a burden into a privilege. We're not just managing tasks or driving results, we're participating in something eternal. This understanding changes everything about how we approach our role as leaders. We begin to see that our leadership directly impacts people's faith journeys and spiritual well-being. Like Moses leading the Israelites, Joshua conquering the Promised Land, or David shepherding God's people, we become vessels through which God's purposes flow. Consider what happened to a gregarious friend who made an inappropriate comment at church. Despite his immediate apology, he was asked to take a break from volunteering. While this might have been the right decision, it was handled so poorly that it sent him into a 2-year faith spiral where he stopped attending church altogether. The leaders failed to balance truth with grace, forgetting that restoration, not just correction, should be the goal. Many leaders don't fully grasp how their decisions and communication styles affect other spiritual lives, creating ripple effects that can last for years or even generations. Jesus made our priority crystal clear: love God and love your neighbor. Life-giving leadership flows from maintaining a deep relationship with our Heavenly Father so we can properly love those in our circle of influence. This requires daily spiritual disciplines, regular prayer, and intentional time in God's presence. Whether you're leading a corporation, a ministry team, or a family, this divine directive remains the same: represent God well to everyone around you. This means demonstrating both strength and tenderness, wisdom and humility, vision and patience. This calling isn't reserved for pastors or ministry professionals. It's for every believer who influences others in any capacity. Teachers shaping young minds, managers developing their teams, parents raising children, or friends mentoring peers. And like any important calling, it comes with a cost. Life-giving leadership requires being all in, often demanding sacrifices of time, energy, and emotional investment. It brings tears and heartbreak, but creates environments where people shine with hope and passion. Like childbirth, the pain is worth the outcome. The people God entrusts to us deserve our best in training, mentoring, trust, and grace. True partnership with God and leadership means recognizing that while we play an essential role, the ultimate outcomes rest in His hands. This liberates us from the pressure of perfection while inspiring us to excellence. It calls us to lead with both confidence and humility, knowing we're part of a divine plan larger than ourselves. Have you ever worn uncomfortable clothes just because everyone else was wearing them? I recall being an eighth grader in 1989, weighing just 85 pounds with a spiked haircut, trying to figure out my style. At the 8th grade social, I wore Z. Cavaricci's pants because everyone else did, though they weren't truly me. This pattern continues into adulthood, trying to act certain ways at work or sacrificing values because that's just business. Bronnie Ware, who worked in hospice care, discovered that the number one regret of dying people was, "I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me." As leaders, we cannot let this be our story. We must lead from our purest selves rather than trying to be someone we're not. God designed you with specific leadership gifts in mind. Just as the human eye demonstrates intricate design with over 2 million working parts, you were crafted with intention. Your personality traits aren't mistakes. They're tools for your unique purpose. The sooner you embrace this truth, the sooner you'll become the leader you were meant to be. Growing up, I wasn't deeply religious until late high school, when friends invited me to a youth group where people loved Jesus and, surprisingly, had fun. John 10:10 became my favorite verse, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus didn't die so we could live trapped, boring lives, or so we could work hard at being someone else. He died for the authentic you that God created. This doesn't mean we shouldn't grow or develop. Life-giving leaders don't use their uniqueness as an excuse to avoid improvement. Being straight-shooting shouldn't mean speaking without filters. Emotional intelligence remains crucial. Though I'm naturally unstructured, that doesn't excuse poor communication or neglecting details. We must lead from our own seats, not someone else's. When we operate primarily from learned behaviors rather than natural wiring, exhaustion follows. While every leader must sometimes handle unpleasant tasks, we shouldn't live lives we don't enjoy. God created all of you for 100% of your purpose. Becoming a life-giving leader requires intentional self-investment. This might feel selfish initially, but it's actually the most unselfish action you can take, as it will benefit those around you tremendously. Your leadership legacy starts with who you are, flowing from 5 essential streams: self-awareness, self-acceptance, self-confidence, humility, and health. Self-awareness forms the foundation. Without it, leaders can be completely clueless about how they come across to others. I discovered through personality assessments that traits I once considered weaknesses, being unstructured, were actually strengths, being a generalist with strong improvisation skills in the right context. Daniel Goleman's groundbreaking work on emotional intelligence revealed that the best leaders excel at leading people, not just managing projects or finances. My first intentional step into self-awareness came through a 360-degree evaluation. Despite receiving generally positive feedback, I focused on 2 areas needing improvement: time management and listening. The listening critique surprised me initially. I considered myself relational, but my body language often betrayed disinterest, making my team feel unheard. Self-acceptance represents one of the most difficult leadership obstacles. Many leaders struggle with accepting themselves, comparing it to the anxiety of being chosen for kickball teams during childhood recess. While elementary school may be distant, the desire for acceptance and fear of rejection often continue to drive adult behavior. 4 keys can help you develop self-acceptance. Learn to love yourself. Happiness can only exist in acceptance. Stop chasing other people's uniqueness. Comparing ourselves to others' glorified lives is destructive. Seek freedom from wrong expectations. Unclear expectations cause major leadership miscommunication. And recognize that integrity lies at the root of acceptance. When you lead with consistency, your self-acceptance strengthens. Self-confidence drives elite performers. When you lead confidently, people sense you're going somewhere and want to follow. Being around confidently called people inspires others to discover their own purpose. Confidence grows through laying a biblical foundation, trusting God's partnership, trusting your strengths, operating primarily from your natural abilities, and growing in your weaknesses, not ignoring them, but improving them for better balance. Humility isn't weakness or thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. It means choosing to live for something bigger than yourself, expanding your concern beyond your personal circle to include others. Humble leaders attract people and position themselves to make their teams better. They are intentional about humility, learn to receive gifts and appreciation graciously, and maintain gratitude as their central attitude. Health is a prerequisite for life-giving leadership. Without proper health, even the most talented leaders fizzle out. Creating boundaries, like consistent work hours, establishing rhythms, planning for natural flow of seasons, maintaining friendships, which help regulate your perception of successes and failures, pursuing hobbies that fully capture your attention, and exercising regularly all contribute to leadership longevity. Life-giving leaders embrace four calls that should be part of every Jesus follower's DNA: to sweat, to sacrifice, to surrender, and to serve. These aren't add-ons, but a way of living anchored deep in our hearts. The call to sweat recognizes that great leadership requires hard work. Life-giving leadership doesn't happen from the sidelines. It requires getting involved and working alongside your team. When I coached my son's flag football teams, despite my busy schedule, I embraced this call. Beyond watching my boys play, I witnessed transformation in one struggling player whose father told me his son had never loved any sport more. Life-giving leaders understand that some seasons require longer hours than others. At Catalyst, our event seasons mean 18-hour days, but we embrace this because we've spent the whole year planning for these moments. Leadership also involves heavy lifting, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. When leaders with earned authority choose to do the heavy lifting alongside their teams rather than delegating it all, it creates powerful loyalty. The call to sacrifice means giving away credit when things go right and taking responsibility when things go wrong. Sacrifice becomes immediately apparent when you have children. Your time, money, wisdom, and knowledge are redirected. One of the most valuable sacrifices leaders make is their time, often at inconvenient moments. What receives your time reveals what you value most. The true cost of leadership privilege comes at the expense of self-interest. As Jesus taught, self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to saving yourself, your true self. This runs counter to our culture's pursuit of immediate gratification. Life-giving leaders understand the power of sacrificing today's pleasures for a better tomorrow. When you accept the call to lead well, you surrender the right to avoid conflict. Leaders must address issues when they first occur to prevent problems from growing into something more damaging. The call to surrender is exemplified by Martin Luther King Jr., who remained committed to nonviolent protest despite facing assault. You can't win the Nobel Peace Prize at 35 unless you've surrendered to something bigger than yourself. Surrender becomes less about strategy and more about priority and posture. Prioritizing is central to being a life-giving leader, especially prioritizing the Lord. Life-giving leaders have a proper priority and posture that teams notice and want to follow. The call to serve recognizes that for believers in Jesus, serving isn't optional. In Matthew 20, Jesus presents a clear contrast between worldly leadership and Christian leadership. Whoever wants to be great must become a servant. This isn't just good advice, it's a mandate for Christians. When you serve others, something happens to your heart, even when you begin with frustration. It's difficult to stay frustrated with people when you choose to serve them. Life-giving organizations have an energy that flows through them, felt by both staff and customers. Like Dorothy's transition from the black and white Kansas to the vibrant Technicolor world of Oz, life-giving leaders create metamorphic change in bland organizations. They bring life to dead places and ignite teams to flourish. Many businesses make short-term decisions rather than investing in building thriving cultures. Being a leader worth following requires days, time, sacrifice, sleepless nights, and sometimes setting aside ego and title. Life-giving leaders redefine success beyond results to include how they invest in people. Just as the Dead Sea's extreme salinity prevents life while rainforests demonstrate abundance, organizations need the right conditions for people to thrive. As a leader with divine directive, you must create spaces where life can explode and leaders can flourish. This means addressing toxic problems, bringing color to gray areas, enhancing culture, and identifying areas that need improvement. Remember, leadership isn't just what you do, but what you allow. Teams are one of life's greatest gifts. Nothing can replicate the experience of being on a great team, and life-giving leaders understand how to build teams that flourish. A powerful leadership concept, a good product with a bad process is a counterfeit win. You might experience this when results look great externally, but the process to get there was terrible. Like a church with growing attendance but toxic staff culture, counterfeit wins feel like losing to those involved in the process. Great teams choose trust over suspicion. When there's a gap in information, suspicious responses blame or assume the worst, while trusting responses give benefit of doubt. Once trust is established, team members must champion each other. When you stand up for a teammate, whether supporting their ideas in meetings, helping them grow professionally through honest feedback, or defending them when others talk negatively, they never forget it. Each person has something unique to offer your team. It's everyone's responsibility, not just the leaders, to recognize team members' unique contributions. Life-giving leaders become students of their team members' gifts, strategically positioning each person while fostering peer accountability. Though it may seem risky, trusting people is good business. When people operate through their God-given wiring, they prove trustworthy and deliver their best work for the mission. Life-giving leaders leave legacies that inspire devotion and transformation in those they lead. When you're led by someone who brings you life and encourages your uniqueness, it transforms you permanently. This process isn't easy, but becoming a life-giving leader is worth the sacrifice and discomfort it requires. Life-giving leaders pour vitality into others, bringing color to gray areas and catalyzing growth in faith and leadership. They appear in various spheres of influence and can change lives forever. My wife Carrie exemplifies this through her exceptional ability to love people well. Her loyalty, insight to see beyond flaws to beauty, and partnership make me a better leader. My father taught me authenticity by example, bringing joy to everyone he met while showing me how to care for people and love unconditionally. My grandfather, a fire chief in Atlanta, demonstrated poise, self-respect, and humility despite his importance. Both men worked incredibly hard and poured their lives into those around them, serving joyfully and living vibrantly. Tom Tanner, my Wesley Foundation director at the University of Georgia, transformed my spiritual growth and leadership abilities. He devoted hours to praying for students, even hosting midnight prayer sessions at his home. Despite initially questioning his calling, Tom developed such confidence in his purpose that it inspired me to become a better leader in all aspects of life. A dinner with an elderly Christian leader revealed what life-giving leadership looks like at its pinnacle, someone whose influence has brought fruit and life to many, earning deep respect from other leaders. That's how I want to finish my race, grateful and surrounded by those I've influenced positively. You were created with unique purpose and divine beauty to bring life to others. The sooner you embrace and lead from your truest self, the quicker you'll fulfill God's calling in your leadership. This journey begins and ends with Jesus, the ultimate life-giving leader. My charge to you is to lead as if people's lives depend on your leadership, because they do. Pour life into others to build a life-giving legacy. Seek first the kingdom and lead from that posture. It will be the most fulfilling adventure of your life. In a leadership landscape dominated by formulas and systems, the courage to lead from your authentic self stands out dramatically. The life-giving leader rejects the notion that leadership success comes from mimicking others or following rigid protocols. Instead, it emerges from the confident expression of your unique design, whether that manifests as quiet thoughtfulness, energetic enthusiasm, or methodical precision. This approach requires tremendous courage on multiple levels. It means facing your insecurities, acknowledging your limitations, and stepping forward anyway. Perhaps you're an introvert in a role traditionally held by extroverts, or your creative approach differs from industry norms. It means trusting that God knew exactly what He was doing when He made you the way you are. Your quirks, your perspectives, your natural tendencies, these aren't flaws to overcome, but features to leverage in service of your mission and team. When you lead with this kind of authenticity, something remarkable happens in the organizational culture. People don't just follow your directions, they follow your vision because they sense its genuine nature. They don't just complete tasks, they catch your passion and bring their own creativity to solutions. They don't just show up, they bring their best selves to work, inspired by your example of authentic leadership. When you lead with this kind of authenticity, something remarkable happens in the organizational culture. People don't just follow your directions, they follow your vision because they sense its genuine nature. They don't just complete tasks, they catch your passion and bring their own creativity to solutions. They don't just show up, they bring their best selves to work, inspired by your example of authentic leadership. The environment shifts from obligation to opportunity, from mere compliance to genuine commitment. Life-giving leadership isn't about perfection, it's about progress and continuous growth. It's about waking up each day with the determination to bring your true self to your leadership role, to pour life into those around you, and to create spaces where others can thrive. This might mean admitting mistakes openly, sharing vulnerabilities appropriately, or celebrating team members' unique approaches to problems. It's about recognizing that your leadership isn't just about what you accomplish, but about who you help others become. The journey to becoming a life-giving leader is never complete. It evolves with each new challenge and relationship. It's a daily commitment to growth, authenticity, and service, often requiring difficult choices between expedience and integrity. But the rewards, seeing others flourish in their roles, watching your organization transform from within, building a legacy that outlasts your tenure, make every challenge worthwhile. Your leadership matters because people matter, and each authentic interaction builds trust and creates possibility. When you lead from your truest self, you create ripples of positive change that extend far beyond your immediate sphere, inspiring others to embrace their authentic leadership styles and creating a cascade of positive organizational transformation. When you become a life-giving leader, your influence extends far beyond your immediate circle. Like a stone dropped in still water, your leadership creates ripples that reach shores you'll never see. Former team members carry your influence into new organizations, implementing the practices and principles they learned under your guidance. Clients and customers experience the culture you've created and take those expectations elsewhere, often becoming advocates for similar approaches in their own spheres. Even competitors may observe and adopt elements of your approach, recognizing the tangible benefits of life-giving leadership in action. This ripple effect multiplies your impact exponentially. A single life-giving leader can transform not just one organization, but an entire industry or community. Consider how companies like Patagonia have influenced corporate responsibility practices, or how teachers who embrace student-centered learning methods inspire other educators to adopt similar approaches. This happens not through domination or force, but through attraction and inspiration. People naturally gravitate toward environments where they can thrive, where their unique contributions are valued, and where the work feels meaningful. They seek out organizations that prioritize both human dignity and high performance. The most beautiful aspect of life-giving leadership is its sustainability. Unlike leadership approaches built on charisma or authority alone, life-giving leadership creates self-perpetuating systems that continue long after the original leader has moved on. When you pour life into others, they learn to do the same, creating a cascade of positive leadership influence. When you celebrate uniqueness, others begin to recognize and honor the unique qualities in those around them, fostering cultures of appreciation and innovation. When you serve sacrificially, others catch the vision for servant leadership and replicate it in their own contexts. This is how lasting change happens, not through a single heroic leader, but through communities of life-giving leaders who understand their divine partnership and embrace their authentic design. These communities become incubators for future leaders who carry forward the same life-giving principles. The impact compounds over time as each generation of leaders builds upon the foundation laid before them, adapting and applying these timeless principles to new challenges and contexts. As you continue your leadership journey, remember that your influence extends far beyond what you can see today. Every interaction, decision, and example you set has the potential to shape future leaders and organizations. The life you bring to your leadership role today may still be bearing fruit decades from now in ways you could never predict or imagine. Your former team members might lead organizations of their own, your mentees might transform entire industries, and the cultural changes you initiate might become standard practice across sectors. This is the legacy of the life-giving leader, an endless cascade of positive influence that continues to generate life and growth long after the initial investment.